So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. It's me, Tommy Freedom, coming at you for another 30 minutes. Now, before I get going on the show, last week I had, for the majority of the show, George suggested that I take some artists that were not known for heavy metal and giving some renditions of their crossover songs. Thank you everyone who sent me all the emails about Pat Boone's metal album. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, Pat Boone recorded an album in 1997, I believe, where he took all the big hits like Crazy Train, Paradise City, Holy Diver, and recorded them in big band swing style music. And folks, it is absolutely horrible. So now let's get into today's show. I want to start out with all of this nonsense regarding the Boy Scouts of America. Because, folks, this just really, it turned my stomach. I was a Boy Scout. I was a Cub Scout. I was a Weeblo. And then I was a Boy Scout. My dad was a Scoutmaster for 20-something years, starting out when my older brother got into Scouting. Maintained that while I was growing up, and then, of course, he was my scout leader, and he continued to do so for several years even after my mother pulled me out of the troop, which was really wonderful. She claimed the only reason she let me stay in the scouts so long is because my dad was a scoutmaster, but in fact, it was the other way around. She pulled me out because he was the scoutmaster. Water over the dam, however, but I had the opportunity to be a part of scouting when it was real. It was the Boy Scouts of America. It was not the LGBTQ, XYZ, whatever it is now, Scouts. And what really gets me about this is that they have changed it to a genderless title, just like everything else. It's no longer the Founding Fathers. It's the Founders. You're not a city councilman. You're a council person. You're not a chairman. You're a chairperson. Give me a break, folks. This is the Boy Scouts of America. Anytime you see anything associated with the Cub Scouts, the Weeblos, or the Boy Scouts, it is always followed by BSA. So it may say trademark Cub Scouts BSA. The BSA stands for Boy Scouts of America. So these idiots now are just going to call it the Genderless Scouts BSA. So if you know what the BSA stands for, it still stands for Boy Scouts of America. The difference is that they're allowing girls in there now. That's not what Boy Scouts is about. Boy Scouts is a place where you can go at that age to get away from girls, those icky little cooties that they carry, and get out in the woods and learn manly things like starting fires and camping and fishing and learning how to shoot 22s. That's what it's all about. So they created the Girl Scouts so they could do girly things in the woods, whatever they do, the merit badges for cooking or whatever their nonsense is, I don't know. But you don't see boys wanting to join the Girl Scouts. You don't see the Girl Scouts taking in boys. I don't know, maybe they've taken in lesbian and homosexual den people. I don't know. But it just, the very first thing was they, of course, allowed gay scoutmasters. Now, if that is not a situation that is rife for pedophilia, folks, I certainly don't know of another one that is. When you put a homosexual in charge of little boys, nah, that ain't right. That's not right. Is not right at all. And then, of course, they allowed the queers to join. And now they've allowed girls to join. But again, you never see the boys wanting to become Girl Scouts, do you? No, I don't. I've never come across that. I don't ever remember a little boy wanting to leave the Cub Scouts to become a brownie. Of course, if he did, he'd probably be a cupcake anyway. But my point is, you don't see this happening by the boys. It's by the girls. It's being pushed by the feminists, the feminazis, who want to destroy manlyhood. Or manhood, I guess. Manly. I combine manliness with manhood. Made up my own word there, just like a good little Negro. The whole idea is to break down your manhood and make you genderless. These women are so against men being men and wielding their testosterone, they're doing everything that they can to knock us down. That's why there's so much soy in our food, folks. Soy contains high amounts of estrogen, and that is what is leading, one of the contributing or leading factors of erectile dysfunction and low testosterone in this country. In other countries where their foods are not genetically modified and where they're not loaded with soy, you don't see those problems that you do here in the United States, where they are tampering with our food. They're genetically modifying us. They are socially modifying us. And I am sick and tired of it. I learned a lot when I was in the Boy Scouts. As I said, my dad was a scoutmaster for 20 plus years. And I never really made it past Tenderfoot, but it doesn't mean I didn't know the stuff. I knew the stuff, I just wasn't motivated to get the merit badges. But I did know all the stuff. I knew how to camp, I knew how to live out in the woods, and knew how to start fires, much to my parents' chagrin when I was little. Got very good at starting fires, in fact. But I was thinking about this before the show started. So I went through a closet here in the office where stuff has been since we moved into this house in 1984, and I found a box that has some merit badges in it that were never opened. My dad never gave them out. These things are from the 70s. I don't know what they're worth, but we've got, let's see, two here. They're still in the package. I just wish he hadn't cut the packages. He cut most of them into individual ones instead of leaving them in strips. They'd be worth a whole lot more. These things are from the 70s, folks. I've got two for environment. I've got one for hiking. This one's been opened and used, but it's swimming. I don't know where that one came from. One, two, three, four, five for cooking. And three for community living. So I have no idea what these things are worth or even what the market would be for trying to find a collector for these, but if you're listening and you're a collector of Boy Scout memorabilia, I certainly have these available. Of course, got my dad's old scout uniform and his scout hat and all that kind of stuff, which at some point down the road, I mean, this stuff is going to be worth a ton of money because the Boy Scouts, as we know, it has changed. It's not going to be the Boy Scouts. It's going to just be the Scouts. I forget when it goes into effect. It's a few months from now, but it sickens me, folks, that our entire culture is being gender neutralized. It sickens me, first of all, that the attempt is there, and second of all, it just aggravates me to no end. It enrages me that they're succeeding. I mean, they have brainwashed an entire generation called the millennials into this kind of crap. It's all progressive left-wing liberals who are behind this. So we know who they are, and we know who's behind them. And we know what their ultimate goal is, to make us all the same so that they can assimilate us much, much easier. Today it's the Scouts. Who knows what it's going to be tomorrow? I mean, they succeeded in infiltrating our military. That has suffered significantly since some of the policies were changed in our military. And I don't know about you folks. Let's say you're a Marine. And by the way, the Marines has the highest number of homosexuals as far as males go. The Army is number one for lesbians, or is it the Navy? It's one of the two. I think the Navy is number one and the Army is close behind for lesbians. But the Marines are number one for homosexuals. And you would think to yourself, why would that be? You know, these are big husky guys. Well, exactly. Where else would you go if you were queer than to go see a bunch of naked husky guys? The Marines. That's why there are so many in there. But before I get too far off track, let's say that you're in the Marines and there's a known homosexual who's serving with you. And he gets shot. Or he gets a leg blown off. Either way, he's bleeding. Are you going to touch him? I'm certainly not. I don't care what kind of a creed you have. Leave no one behind. If he's gay, he's queer, and he's bleeding, I'm not going to run the risk of getting AIDS all over me. Heck no. And that is where it begins. They have ruined everything that they have gotten into. And it's time for a change. This country is starting to push back. The people are starting to push back. And I certainly hope that the Scouts can be saved before it's too late. They have been dwindling in numbers over the recent years, and I'm firmly convinced that that downward spiral began when they allowed homosexuals into the Boy Scouts, because people immediately, particularly Christian groups, said, oh no, where are most of the Boy Scout meetings held? In church basements, folks. Well, if you're up north in church basements, if you're down here in the south in church annex buildings. My point is, churches are huge, were huge supporters of the Boy Scouts. They allowed them specific rooms to store their equipment and to use for meetings. And many of them now have said that that is no longer the case. The Scouts are no longer welcome as an organization in their church because they have changed. It's a sad state of affairs, folks. I've been on this planet for almost 50 years, and it has changed so much in the half century that I have been alive and breathing the air on this planet. It's not the same planet that it was 50 years ago when I was born. So many things have changed, some for the better, many, many more for the worse. There's got to be a tipping point sometime, but where is it going to be? And will it be too late? Will it tip over and fully capsize, or will it right itself? Well, I guess we'll have to see just how strong the keel of the USS Liberty really is. That's the American backbone. That is the keel that will right the ship of liberty. Is it strong enough? Will it survive? Quite frankly, I don't know. I do know this. There are a lot of people in this country right now who are sick and tired of all of this, just like you and I are. They've had about as much as they're going to take, and they're not too far from being pushed over the edge. It's gotten to the point now, folks, where even the liberals are starting to realize how they've been duped, what's going on, the things that have been changed in the news, that have been suppressed, that have been lied about. They're finally starting to realize this, and polls are reflecting this in their data. Support for Donald Trump is growing. They're not listening to this crap about Mueller. They're not listening to all these accusations of meddling and affairs. They've had it. They know they're being lied to, and frankly, they're sick and tired of it. And when their own people become sick and tired of it, that is when you will finally see the pendulum swing back the other way. It's very, very close right now, folks. I'd say maybe there's three clocks going, and one pendulum has swung back the other way. The other one is probably slowing down, getting ready to stop, and the third one is not too far behind. And when all three swing back to the right, you will see changes in this country like you have never seen before. And on that note, producer George is tapping his paw, and I'm looking at the clock, and it is a convenient time to take a break. So I'll be back in a couple of minutes, folks, for part two. Be right back.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Georgetown Law Professor Louis Michael Seidman says that the U.S. Constitution is archaic and downright evil. And people like this are teaching in America's law schools? It's frightening. Well, here's your chance to listen to one attorney who stands on principle and fights for the dreams of freedom-loving Americans. Listen to Jason Robb, host of Cross Examine, each week right here on KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Have you heard about this candidate for the U.S. Senate who was kicked out of the California GOP convention this past Saturday for some of his white nationalist views? This one caught my attention. Apparently, we do have a white national running for U.S. Senate. Now, it says here, I found this article, it says a California Republican candidate for U.S. Senate who praises Adolf Hitler and believes Jewish representation in government, you're going to love this, should be limited, was booted from the state's GOP convention on Saturday. This guy's name is Patrick Little, and he's trying to be the one that faces off against Dianne Feinstein this fall. And we'll see what happens. Now, she's running for a fifth term. I mean, it's time to get her out of there. And in a Survey USA poll that was conducted last month, Feinstein was backed by 39% of the people surveyed, while Little came in second place at 18%, not too bad. Now, the state GOP spokesman, a guy by the name of Matt Fleming, told CBS News that Little has never been active in Republican politics. He added that the GOP condemns anti-Semitism and any other form of religious bigotry. Now, in a video that was posted on something called BitChute, never heard of it, Little railed against his ejection while standing and spitting on an Israeli flag. There's a nice picture of it, too. He called participants in the GOP convention Zionist stooges. All right. Amen, brother. But here, again, let's go over this word railed. Little railed against his ejection. I mean, that's like touted. Nobody ever says railed or touted. These are words that are used specifically in news articles. Have you ever actually heard someone talk in public and use the word railed? No. I don't know why they do that. Now, this guy, he's 33 years old. He's an IT engineer. He is a veteran Marine. He also served in Afghanistan. And he describes himself as a white advocate who aims to crush anti-white racism in U.S. institutions. Right. And has called Hitler one of the greatest leaders in history. And his campaign slogan is, liberate the U.S. from the Jewish oligarchy. All right, man, I like this guy more and more the more I read about this. Now, last month, Little protested outside Twitter headquarters in San Francisco after the company suspended his account. He held a sign that read, it's not okay to be white at Twitter. Now, there were two counter-protesters flanking him. That's another word, flanked. God, nobody ever says these things. Why do they print them? God, this gets annoying. Anyway, he had two guys on either side of him. One was holding a sign with an arrow pointing at Little and the message, blank this white supremacist. Now, Little told a reporter from KPIX Channel 5 television that Twitter was run by the Jewish Anti-Defamation League and that he wanted to debate if the Hala hoax had actually happened. Oh, the Hala hoax happened, Patrick Little, the reporter told him. And there's a video that goes with it. It's refreshing to see this happening more and more, folks, that people are coming out in politics and they are speaking their minds. People are sick and tired of this country, this world, being run by Zionist supremacists. It's okay to be a Jewish supremacist. They do it all the time. But if you say that you support white power or white progress or white nationalism, you're automatically called a racist, you're slandered. And it's, first of all, it's not right. But I mean, this is slanted so far that it is refreshing every time someone runs, particularly very publicly, on a white nationalist platform. Glad to see it. Well, I sure hope that the guy gets the nomination. Now, even if he does, he has no chance winning against Dianne Feinstein, not in a state like California. That would be like trying to get elected in New Jersey or Massachusetts or Connecticut. Just not going to happen. But it's very encouraging to see him running like this. And if he gets the nomination, even though he will not win it, it's going to send a very strong message to the rest of the country that people now are no longer hiding. They're starting to come out of the woodwork, and it's not going to end anytime soon. We've been silenced for too long, folks. We've been told to sit down and be quiet. We've been railroaded. We've been bullied. And the time now has come to start taking this country back. And hopefully the world. We shall see. We shall see. So I want to finish the show up on a customer service note. Now you know that many times over the years I have reported to you when I have had either extremely good customer service or very poor customer no service from various companies. I think only one time have I had a customer no service problem that I actually addressed on this show. Because I want you to understand that there are companies out there that stand behind their products. And when a company does that, I like to promote them because it shows good customer service. It shows that they have faith in their products. And that's something that really impresses me. So a couple of weeks ago, I stopped into one of those Walmart, like fresh markets. I don't know if they have them around the country or if it's just something that they have here in the South. But anyway, at least around here, we have these little mini Walmarts. They're nothing but a grocery store, much like a Food Lion or some other grocery store like that. And I was looking for a London broil, but they were out. I guess they hadn't gotten their meat delivery yet. and I saw a corned beef. So I thought to myself, well, let me go ahead and pick this up. I'll throw it in the slow cooker tomorrow. I'll make corned beef and sauerkraut. Haven't had that in a year and a half or so. It'd be a nice change to the menu. So I went ahead and bought this corned beef. It was from a company I was not familiar with called Grobbles. They're out of Detroit, Michigan. And I went ahead and put the corned beef in the crock pot. But much to my chagrin, there was no little spice packet that came with it. Now, these things are seasoned, but I kind of like to put the spice packet on top and kind of rub it in and get a little bit more flavor. So I was a little bit disappointed that it hadn't come with it. So I contacted Grobbles via email and got a very nice reply from them. And they apologized. And I said, well, you know, could you maybe just send me an extra spice packet in case this happens again? You know, that I'll have an extra packet of seasoning. So over the weekend, I got my mail and there was a letter from Grobbles. I opened it up and this is what they sent to me. It says, "Dear Tommy Freedom, we would like to thank you for bringing this matter to our attention. We at Grobbles take great pride in making high-quality products, and through the efforts of people like you, we are able to continually improve that quality. Please accept our apologies for any inconvenience this may have caused. Enclosed is a check in the amount of $15 to reimburse you for the amount of this product. We hope that you will continue to put your trust in Grobbles." Now, that was very nice. Not only did they take the time to send me a letter, but they sent me a check to reimburse the cost of the entire product, and it's actually more than what I paid for it. So, folks, that is extremely good customer service, and I would definitely recommend this company. Their food was great. The corned beef was an excellent-tasting corned beef, and with customer service like this, I would certainly recommend them. So if you're ever in the mood for corned beef, go over to Walmart and get a corned beef by this company. It's called Grobbles, and they are out of Detroit, Michigan. And speaking of out of, I am out of time for this week, so I'm going to let you go here. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.